It's crazy right now, isn't it? It's just wild. I hope this is impactful. You don't just like gloss over this or skip through. My kids don't want anything else from me except me. Man, we just don't want to miss the moments, do we? We just don't want to. And it's just a reminder that time is fleeting and it's going and it's not slowing down. You know, none of that matters if the family unit itself isn't locked down and tight. The number one thing, though, right? And I think hopefully most of us would agree with this, is that.
Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
Well, what's going on, everybody? The Green Up Academy podcast. My name is Alex Kirby. I am the founder of Trifecta Landscaping. I am also the founder and president here at the Green Up Academy, the best online resource for you to grow you in your knowledge and expertise in the landscaping industry, specifically your green industry. Hope you guys are doing great today. I'm feeling extremely excited and blessed to talk to you about how to make family your main opportunity of business. And so we're going to talk about that this episode, but here we're going to chat for a minute. Hope you guys are all doing great, man. Doing good here in South Carolina. We've got pretty good weather. It's a little cloudy today, but if you guys know where I am, it's Columbia, South Carolina. That's the capital. And I'm just loving life, man. God's good. I've got, three kids, beautiful wife, my wife, Faith. She'll be 30 here soon. So we're going on a little trip to celebrate her 30th birthday without the kids for the first time. So that's going to be wild. I have no idea. Hopefully awesome. But so we're really excited to celebrate my wife, Faith, there. And hope you guys have done that. All you guys listening, taking your wife somewhere special and making her feel loved and appreciated. I think my wife and I are even having date night tonight before kids' soccer game. So, today that's what the episode's about. You know, we're talking about family and marriage, and it's a hard time right now in America and our world. And I know I got listeners in Australia and Germany and all over the place. But you know, inflation is crazy, and business is difficult, and employees are frustrating. And money is tight, and for many, there's some of you guys have none of those problems. I know that. I'm not assuming that, but it's crazy right now, isn't it? It's just wild. And so the number one thing, though, right, and I think hopefully most of us would agree with this, is that we are in the owners of businesses for the main reason is to provide a better future for our families. And you know, for me as a Christian, it's to build the kingdom of God. And then while I set my family up here that he's given me for long-term freedom and success. And so, in this episode, guys, I just kind of want to talk and challenge each of you a little bit on some points and you know, things that God's been teaching me. And I hope it's really helpful and encouraging. You know, if you're out there mowing, like many of you probably are while listening to this, I hope this is impactful. You don't just like gloss over this or skip through. Let's kind of jump in there. If you guys would do me a favor, if you would go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be so important to me. I would really appreciate that. You guys are the best listeners, man. I'm so thankful that hundreds of you listen to this episode, this podcast every single week. And it just means a lot to me because I put my time and sweat in this because I believe in you guys, the green industry. It's the community that's changed me. It's some of my best friends. It's some of my most favorite people that I've ever met. And it's amazing what we can all do together. Just want to plug real quick our sponsor for today's episode, Jobber. I want to thank Jobber. Jobber has been the CRM that I used throughout my, you know, my company. His career, and it changed everything. I remember when I first started, I had my computer and an Excel sheet, and I made every week that I invoiced, I would have a list I would type up and make sure that I got paid, and I'd highlight it and do all these crazy things, and you know, have to send out letters, keep their addresses here on an Excel sheet. I kept all the customer information, and Jobber made it so easy for me whenever I got it to send invoices, collect money, route. Man, like routing without Jobber, I have no idea how I did it. Like, it was probably so inefficient. I probably used to pass houses all the time. So if you guys haven't checked out Jobber, you should. Make sure, we're going to post in the show notes a link for a promo that they give me to give to you guys. So make sure y'all check that out. Or if it, go on Instagram and check in our links there, you'll save a lot of money. So Jobber has always been good to me. They'll be good to you. It's very affordable. I think, and it's a free trial, so check it out. But yeah, jumping in here, you know, family. I want to tell you guys what my kids, every day I get home. So I work on our property right now. We're going to get us a new space here in the next couple months. But we got an office here, and I have a house in the back. And every day when I get home around 5 o'clock, I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old and a 15-month-old. They ask me when I come through that door the same thing, or they meet me outside. They ask me the same thing. The first thing, my two kids that talk, ask me the same question every day. I'm going to let you guess what that is. But if you can't guess, this is what it is. They say, "Daddy, are you off of work now?" They don't ask me, "Hey, did you make a sale today? Hey," blah, blah, blah. They don't ask me any of those questions that many of us talk about. They ask me, "Daddy, are you off work now?" And it's such a sobering reminder. If I let myself think about it, and I did in the last couple of days, where it's like, my kids don't want anything else from me except me. They want daddy. They want me off work, me to be playing with them, me to be hugging them, loving on them, running through the sprinklers in the front yard, pretending to be a giraffe and they can ride my back. That's all they care about. And again, guys, as someone who talks to dozens and dozens of you every week, you know, I get concerned at times because I talk to so many of you who are so physically exhausted from mowing grass every day, or chasing money, or stressed about your finances, that you got nothing left to give to your family when you get home. Or you're so successful that you think you've bought your family's dreams, so that that makes you the father and the husband and the dad you need to be. And that's not it at all. They want you to just, they, you know, our kids, our families, and hopefully our spouses, sometimes spouses can get this twisted too. They really just want us. They don't want our stuff. They don't want the trucks, the boats, the trips. They don't, you know, none of that matters if the family unit itself isn't locked down and tight. And so I just want to start with that, man. My kids have really made me think about that with their cute responses with that. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this example too. Like, I've been, my daughter just turned 5, so I've been thinking about this one a lot. I only have 13 times, let's do it, 13 times 365, 4,745 days left of her being under my roof, potentially. And I mean, I've already gone through 1,200 or so. And there's a great exercise that shows this. It's some people do beans, some do marbles. Some people do it for the month. But basically, for every month you have left with your child, you get a jar in the house, left in the house. And you put a marble in the jar for every month that they have until they graduate or become 18. And every month you take it out, and it's just a reminder that time is fleeting and it's going and it's not slowing down. And I just think that could be a great exercise for you if you've never done that. We haven't done that, and it's something that I just, you know, rethought about as I was preparing for this podcast. That I think we're gonna do that with our kids, is get three of them and do beans or marbles and have one for each of them, because I want to be reminded of how precious time is, because as I was scaling my landscape business, I think there were days and weeks and moments where I was working so hard, I didn't really focus on that all the time like I should. And so, you know, guys, family is everything. I know we know that. I know we know these catchphrases and sayings, but business can make you forget things pretty quickly. And you think you're doing something for one reason, and it turns out not to be the case. Kind of the third point I wanted to just kind of chat and bring up is how present are you with the time you do have with your family? I think being present is one of the harder things right now for a lot of guys I talk to, because there's so much on the brain. It's like, even if you get home at a good hour, it's like you're thinking about the business. You're thinking about what's broken. You're thinking about, oh, my best employee just left, right? You're thinking about, oh, man, like, we got to get this job. It's going to change everything. And so even though you're there, you're not there. Your head somewhere else or your heart. And so I just really want to encourage all of us to be more present. And there's a few kind of tricks for that. One is I started leaving my phone in my truck. When I got home, I have two phones. One's personal, one's business, and the business one always rings. So I started leaving in the truck until, you know, my wife went to sleep. And if I wanted to go work a little bit, that was fine after that. That was a huge help for me. The second one is I used to get this awesome, this guy told me a story one time. I just think about it all the time. Is he says, every day you're about to walk into your house, I want you to visually put the keys up outside. And that's the keys to your work life. And leave them outside till you leave the next day. And so what that did is it created a visual, physical, you know, pretend thing that helped you mentally leave work outside as you go into your home. And so, look, I know that's not always practical, guys. I know there's always like nuances and there's different things and stuff where that might change, you know, based on how urgent things are. But man, we just don't want to miss the moments, do we? We just don't want to. And you know, I think I shared this with recently a friend of mine. Her 6-year-old was diagnosed with brain cancer and died within 4 weeks of finding out, and she was only 6 years old. And Vanessa is her name. And just really crushed me. Sage, my daughter, was right around her age, and just really reiterated to me how important time is and making the most of it. And so the last thing kind of want to leave you with in this episode, guys, is would you rather have more time or more money? And because there's only one you can't earn more of, time. Can't create more of it. Can't have it back. Money you can always make more of, and quite frankly, if you have enough of it, you don't always need more of it. So I'm not saying be lazy. I'm all about hard work and providing more resources and monies for your family and other people's families and impacting the world for the gospel and all that. But remember, more time is all we want. So want to just have this podcast episode with you guys today and kind of go out with if your business needs any help with digital marketing, our company at Pure, soon to be Backbone Creative, we would love to help you. We have a couple spots open for full service, which is Google Ads management, social media management, email marketing, and then SEO help as well. So we would love to help you guys. So if you would just DM me or email me at alex@thegreenupacademy.com. We'd love to do that. We also make custom websites for Green Industry Pros. And so I'm going to run a special promo here on Green Up Academy podcast. Use the code GREENUP10 and we'll give you 10% off your website as well. So we've got a couple spots for those services, guys. We'd love to help you. And then if we can do anything, free 30-minute consultations always with me auditing your business or your marketing. We'd love to help you and we'd love to have you. Continue to be a listener to this podcast. I'm very humbled and appreciative for all you guys. Hope you go out there and crush it. Let's level up together. See you next time, guys.